You knew there was not going to be a second date when?
When he showed up to dinner wearing a white Echo tee, baggy Tommy Hilfiger jeans, white K-Swiss shoes, and a matching silver chain necklace and bracelet. Was not wearing that in any of his pictures. Hashtag stuck in the 90s. That's from Brianna.
That's funny.
And then got another message. Got to the restaurant early before my first date showed up. As soon as she walked in, I got up to give her a hug and knocked over my 23-ounce beer on her new Coach purse and all over her dress. Never saw her.
I'd be like, I'm out.
That's so awful.
Our intern Shirio just got a call from a listener, Justin.
He was on a date and the girl's phone kept going off. So he asked if there's something she needed to take care of. And he was like, no, it's just my husband.
So casual.
Yeah.
Check,
so
please.
No, sorry. Yeah, just my husband.
Wow.
So we're not seeing this go any further.
Okay, right. So we're seeing other people, right?
Okay. James.
Basically, the first date, she spent the entire time telling me about her ex who was crazy, who had done all kinds of crazy things, kicked in her door, kicked down all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Really violent and scary. And then by the end of the date that I was dropping her off, she informed me that her roommate that she had told me about earlier was also her ex. And she was trying to get me to come inside.
Oh, no.
You're like, hey, you know what? Okay. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Gabby.
Okay, so I had met a guy out at Beat Up one night. And we were talking, having a good time. And then he started getting a little weird and was talking about how he wanted me to carve my initials into his chest.
Like with what?
And he pulled out a pocket knife.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. He wanted me to carve my initials into his chest. And this was at a time where I was trying to, you know, put myself out there and everything. And so I was like, ha-ha, you're really funny. Well, so then I put that kind of on the back burner, and we were talked about making plans for a date. And getting up to the date, I'm like, no, I can't go out with this guy. He's too weird. I just can't do it. So I made up some excuse. And then he proceeds to text me the next day, and I quote, would you think it was weird if I told you I wanted to eat your hair out of a bowl like spaghetti?
Oh my God. I would move, change my number, I would move out of state.
Oh my God.
You know what, Gabby, I would take that as a compliment. You obviously have great, shiny, and bouncy hair.
Yes.
And you are so electrifying that he wanted to remember you forever with you carving your initials
on
his chest.
He wanted to consume.
Exactly. And I was like, how do you respond to something like that? Like, do you say, yeah.
No.
Let me get a fork and some marinara sauce and let's go.
This is true.
You look delicious.
Is it weird that I feel bad that no one's wanted to eat my hair yet?
Kelly's obsessed with that.
I know. Whenever we do these, Kelly gets angry when people don't like stalk her.
I'm upset.
Okay. All right. Great.